tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
Welcome, everybody. It is Friday Eve. Thank goodness. Another week in the books. Another week closer to the end of Donald Trump's administration. That's the way I'm looking at it these days. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it is Thursday. That means I've got my special guest co-host, Tom Paulswitz, one of the most reasonable men in politics, two-time congressional candidate, Navy vet, and all-around nice guy. How you doing today, Tom?
I'm doing okay, but it's just been a week, right? I mean, it feels like, once again, another month, but it's only been a week.
Yes, there is definitely a time warp element. I don't think time has passed normally since COVID. No, I have no sense of any normal time frames at all. We got Calvin with us on the board, senior producer Jamie following along, keeping me in line. And each and every one of you, we're going to have some fun this afternoon. Got a stacked show, lots to talk about. We're also going to be joined for a brand new segment called Milwaukee as the Microcosm. What do I mean by that? Milwaukee as sort of an exemplar of things that actually may impact all of Wisconsin, but might start happening in Milwaukee, with a very special guest. His name is Jeremy Janae. He's the creator and a writer for Urban Milwaukee. He's going to join us at 3 o'clock. Really excited to have Jeremy join us. We're going to reinvigorate one of the discussions that I started earlier this week on the show about, how do we know if local government is working? So we're going to dig into that one. Yes.
Excellent. Great.
We're
going
to take all of you with us. If you want to join us this show, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Tom, I have to start with, I was very sad this morning when I read that Gene Hackman and his wife had passed.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, just very sad. I'm actually, my wife and I are down here in Albuquerque. And
I was just going to say, aren't they? Yep. They were living in Santa Fe, right?
They live in Santa Fe, right. And most people don't know, but he has a restaurant. He actually has three restaurants. They're called Jinja. And we have one not very far away from where we are. And I have to admit, I've had a few Gene's Mai Tais since I've been here, which are fantastic. But yeah, we heard the news and it was just overall sadness, because what a great actor, what a great person. Some of my favorite roles, some of my favorite movies to watch. You know, I think I was watching a clip this morning from Mississippi Burning, just the passion he brought to that role. One of my favorite roles that he ever did. But my favorite movie that he's ever done is Heist. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I am familiar with Heist. Yeah. This is going to sound very cliched, but because I didn't discover the French Connection until much later in life,
right,
when I got to watch it, it was someone who was really into movies mentioned it to me. And so I sat down as an adult, I was like in my late 20s, and watched it and was just completely sucked into that. And that hat he wears that movie is so cool. I think that maybe what I do tonight, in like RIP Gene Hackman, two-time Oscar winner,
right,
sit down and watch, maybe I'll sub in Heist, maybe I'll do a twofer, Tom, watch the French Connection and Heist. One of the things that I thought was so fabulous and interesting about Gene Hackman was, one, he really truly loved acting. He was often quoted as saying he couldn't imagine doing anything else. It was literally the only thing he ever wanted to do. And he loved playing bad guys.
Yeah.
And bringing like the full character, the complexity of the bad guys. And the one that stands out to me, actually two really pop to the top of my mind, is Lex Luthor. He was so damn good.
He was.
As Lex Luthor in those Superman movies? Oh, my goodness. And then the other one is, and I'm going to forget the character's name, but that creepy partner from The Firm.
Oh, yes.
The guy that was doing the mob's dirty work. And he was so good in the movie.
I would say his best bad guy role is in Crimson Tide. Opposite Denzel Washington, right? He is
the two of them.
Oh man, what a powerful movie, right? And that's the thing I was going to say about him is he he made you believe that he was the person, not the character, right? Every movie I saw him in, he was still Gene Hackman. Like, you can't really change that look.
No, Gene Hackman looks like Gene Hackman.
Right. But he would just be that character. And that's why I like Heist so much, because it's like he pals around with this team, and you just could just tell they've been together for 30 years when it was a movie. So fascinating.
Right. Yeah, well, I'm gonna take a note, probably check out Heist. Yep. And if not tonight, definitely over the week. I might do a little Gene Hackman film festival. Very few duds from that man.
Yes,
most of
few.
His work. Right. Yep. Just excellent. Francis Ford Coppola posting on X, just an incredible tribute. It's always interesting to me when one legend, sort of master of his craft, effectively eulogizes another, right? Like, yes, these two men are giants in their craft. So RIP Gene Hackman, the film world losing a giant today for sure. 855-75-CIVIC, that's 855-752-4842. And I also wanted to give a little postscript about the show that we had yesterday. I ended my show yesterday, Tom, talking about kindnesses. Mm. And kindnesses that folks have received from others, that we have given to one another. And I got just a lovely email from one of our listeners. Mm. Her name's Pamela. She lives, let's see here, in Wisconsin Rapids, lifelong resident. She said her late husband, Carl, passed away in 2019. Mm. And her people in her community and folks knew about it. And she got a sympathy card just a few days before Christmas, and her husband had passed in November, with a crisp $50 bill in the card, and said, "I'm sorry for your loss. Please get something nice for yourself." Mm. No return address, no signature. Right. She had no idea who did this. She also said that coming May, someone placed a little basket of flowers for May Day, May 1st, mm-hmm. on her doorknob. And I just wanted to share that. Thank you, Pam, for getting in touch. Pamela from Wisconsin Rapids, and sharing your story of kindnesses that you have received with us here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Tom, any thoughts on that? I mean, we have to, a little kindness to one another these days seems to be in order.
I think it helps tremendously. And, you know, one of the things I realized over and over again is that people generally are funny,
yes,
and they're kind, and yes, and those are, I think those are two things that we don't talk enough about, that, you know, people are hilarious when you go online sometimes, just the way people take some politics and turn it into memes and things. I mean, it's just, it's hilarious stuff, and it's just all over the place. But the kindness part is just, it's the ability to have empathy and put yourself in someone else's shoes and just think about what they need at that point. And there's not enough of that. And, you know, I'm just glad that you had that as part of your show. But what a great piece of communication that helps.
Yes. And it's so nice to receive those stories. Just hearing people talk about kindnesses,
yes,
is so nice. I do find myself gravitating on occasion to the old stand-up specials that I can find online.
Yes.
Just because I need some humorous,
right,
relief. Speaking of which, we're gonna find this, Cal, between today and tomorrow. But there is an incredible bit by Lewis Black talking about drinking in Wisconsin. I hate to bring this, but it is so gosh darn funny. We're gonna find it, Cal. We're gonna share it with everybody tomorrow for a little Friday chuckle here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I also want to plug for tomorrow. We've got our Ask Maggie segment. That's at 3:00. If you've got any question at all for me, right, you email that to askmaggie@civicmedia.us or text it in on the text line. Call in. Cal will grab your questions. But easiest way is askmaggie@civicmedia.us. You're going to find that segment every Friday at 3 p.m. Then, of course, that is followed immediately by another bit of relief from all the politics. At 3:30 every Friday, we've got Terry Barr sharing what's good local and overlooked in Wisconsin.
Excellent.
Which is, again, it's a nice way to end the week, don't you think?
Right.
But
Maggie, yeah, how are you doing on the over-under time limit on your answers?
Oh, pretty miserably, I think you'll be unsurprised. I think I hit about every 1 out of 10, Tom.
Well, there you go.
But, you know, how about a little something for the effort? I mean, I'm trying, right?
Trying to get them to the Mendoza line. That's excellent, right?
That's exactly Right. Well, we do have to get around to the old politics, don't we now, Tom?
Yes,
we do. And we're going to start with a few quick things here. And let's take a listen to the new Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services addressing the measles outbreak yesterday in the most bizarre cabinet meeting I think a president has ever convened when asked to address, again, this measles outbreak.
At least the televised, right?
Yes, the televised. Oh, so much to unpack here. Here's RFK Jr. addressing the measles outbreak in Texas.
There are two people who have died, we're watching it, and there are about 20 people hospitalized, mainly for quarantine. We're watching it. We put out a post on it yesterday, and we're going to continue to follow it. Incidentally, there have been 4 measles outbreaks this year. In this country last year, there were 16. So it's not unusual. We have measles outbreaks every year.
Couple of things, two, three things here. First, 2 people have not died.
Right.
One boy, young boy dead. The second thing is the people that are hospitalized are not hospitalized for quarantine purposes.
No.
They're actually hospitalized to treat the measles. I'll address the how many outbreaks and what those actually are. But it is just stunning incompetence to me that the guy who's supposed to be like the head of our public health doesn't even have the basic facts correct. Tom, your reaction?
Well, one, not surprising.
Right.
You know, and I think, you know, and this is, I think this is one of those big risks that the country's taking is we have our health in the hands of incompetency. And you're looking at bird flu, you're looking at measles, you're looking at a whole bunch of different things. I have no confidence that this administration will be able to help us if something actually happens.
I had a very sad aha moment on this very concept of competence, which you and I are going to dig into more this afternoon as well. Everybody, you're not going to want to miss 1 minute of it. I'm going to share my aha depressing moment with you when we come back. My name's Maggie Dawn. I got special guest host Tom Paulswitz with me today and each and every one of you. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in 1 moment.
Keep on running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.